In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, our Rector Emeritus, Father Mead, spoke beautifully about the meaning of Advent. He said, "The word Advent from the Latin means coming, or more particularly, coming towards. This touches on one of the most basic truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, namely that in Jesus, God is coming towards us. His kingdom is at hand, and to be ready, we need to repent, which means turn towards him in response. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." There is a common misconception in many churches that Advent is just like Lent, possibly because the liturgical color is the same, purple. But it is a very different kind of season. For a start, this is not a penitential season like Advent, like Lent. See, it gets into me as well. It's because the acolytes went the wrong way with the litany. We were meant to go right, but we went left. It's true. It's thrown me. It's not a penitential season. It explains why, for example, we've just sung the word Alleluia, and we sing it a lot in our hymns. It is a solemn season, yes, but a season of preparation. And there are strong themes: judgment, the second coming, prophetic utterance, being prepared, and therefore repentance and penitence have a place in all of those themes. But Advent is very different to Lent. Now, fortunately, at St. Thomas, we have two different sets of purple vestments and altar hangings, so you can distinguish between these two seasons. And you will notice that the high altar frontal has some words embroidered on it in gold. Adveniat regnum tuum. They are words that you know very well. They are words from the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Words we pray every day, often several times a day in church. Thy kingdom come. It's a central theme of Advent. Thy kingdom come. And now, my friends, what are the words that come next to those words in the Lord's Prayer? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom that is coming is something that affects both earth here and heaven. Affects us in the now and affects the future, affects even the past as we look forward in hope. The Advent hope is therefore about responding to God's coming. As Father Mead also said last week, not only will Jesus come to us, we will go to him. He will come to me. I will go to him in my own singular personal death. I will lay down the burden of my flesh and see the Lord in his unveiled glory to render my account. I love that phrase. I will see the Lord in his unveiled glory to render my account. That's part of Advent hope, my friends. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that means thy will be done in me. not just in him and her. When Father John Andrew had the Advent purple set of vestment commissions, he decided it should be embellished with crowns. The crown, of course, reminds us that Christ is a king, whose second coming we think about at the beginning of Advent. But I have to say, as a Brit expat living in New York, I always smile when the vergers get this set of vestments out, because the design for the crown is exactly the same design, now there's a thought, I wonder where he got it from, that has been used by the Royal Mail in Great Britain ever since I was a boy. Yeah, some of you are nodding. Yeah, next time you go to Britain, have a look at the Royal Mail vans and you'll go, isn't that on the vestments of St. Thomas Fifth Avenue? But, you know, it's lovely because when I wear those vestments, I think, you know, I'm a mailman. And that's one of the great Advent themes, the messenger, today's theme. Now, when I was a student, I did work for the post office every Christmas holiday trying to earn a bit of extra cash. And I loved it. I loved sorting the mail. I loved seeing the parcels, putting them at the right places and delivering it. And we had some very strange parcels. I kid you not, this is gospel truth. I once had to sort a sickle wrapped like this, which was being sent to Russia. After a couple of Christmases, I had proved my worth and I was kind of promoted. And I was allowed the wonderful task of traveling to the railway station in York in the mail van to meet the mail train in the middle of the night. I will never forget the sound of the great diesel engine arriving. Now, if you're a train spotter, you will know that the most powerful diesel engine in Britain at the time was the Class 55 Deltic. It was powered by not one, but two of the same engines the Royal Navy had developed for torpedo boats at the end of the Second World War. It was immensely powerful. And the sound was incredible as it came into the massive train station of York with its huge curved glass roofs. And you kind of stood there. It's like when Concorde used to arrive in Heathrow. You just stood there. You knew something important was happening. So for a little while, I was a messenger. And I practiced being a messenger. Delivering the mail at Christmas in Britain gave me time to reflect on the message of Advent and Christmas. I met some lovely elderly people. They often took pity on me in the freezing cold and gave me something to eat and drink. I also learned which houses had dogs that hated mailmen. And I worked out cunning plans to deliver the mail before they knew I was at the doorstep. All that mail, all those messages, all those parcels, and yes, in those days, all those Christmas cards. By the way, I don't like electronic cards, so if you're thinking about sending me one, get me a real one. It took so long to sort all that mail. It took even longer to deliver it, but it was delivered by hand, personally. I have to say that for three successive Decembers, I lived the words that I first saw carved on James A. Farley Post Office Building in 8th Avenue and 31st Street here in New York. You've seen them, haven't you? They call it the Post Office Creed. Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. I think that should be set to music. They're actually ancient words. They're words of Herodotus from the 3rd century before Christ was born. But they read as if they belong in the scriptures in the Old Testament. And they very much remind me of the message of the prophets and the ministry of the angels that we hear about at Advent and Christmas. We heard it this morning, didn't we, in the prophecy of Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And that message was taken up by John the Baptist as the one, the voice, crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. And in our epistle reading, written when Paul was a prisoner in Rome, Paul wasn't miserable. He rejoiced in the very same message of salvation he had handed over to the church at Philippi. I am confident of this, he said, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Now, it is ironic that today, with Fifth Avenue closed, celebrating the bicentennial of that great street, and all the streets around the Rockefeller Christmas tree are thronged with people at the moment. So guess what you're going to be when you leave church today? Messengers. Messengers. Messengers of the Advent hope. Today at the end of Mass, our choir will sing on the church steps, and thousands outside will gawp, and they'll feel that warm and cozy glow that you get when you turn on WQXR Holiday Channel. But that's different from what we're doing now in church. Will they hear the still small voice of the one crying in the wilderness? Will they hear the message of the Advent hope? Will they see it in your faces? Grab some postcards when you go out. I dare you. Give them out to people. You don't even have to say anything, but you probably should smile. God is coming towards us. His kingdom is at hand, said Father Mead. And to be ready, we need to repent, which means turn towards him in response. My friends, let us live by the Lord's Prayer this week. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May his will be done in me this week. Then we will be strengthened to be his messengers, just like the holy angels, just like the prophets, just like John the Baptist, taking the message of hope with us to Fifth Avenue and beyond, praying that neither snow nor rain, nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.